So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Here on Sports Day, Dan Day with my cousin Vladimir Louisson. I'm trying to be positive. I'm trying to feel good. I'm telling you, Darren Waller was an all-pro at one point. He's coming back. His first game is a Miami Dolphin. Maybe he will inject, maybe not the huge statistics that we're hoping for, but at least some energy into the team. Vlad says,
Fam, you know what's going to happen, man, right? You know what's going to happen.
We're going to beat the Jets.
Maybe.
Darren Waller's going to have a catch.
He'll have a catch and then him get hit. And then once he gets hit, then we're going to see him. He's questionable return.
No. Yeah. 954 texts in. Here we go. Take it from a Giant fan. Darren Waller is a bum.
There you go. He's going to get hit, and then he's going to be out for the game. I'm telling you, man.
Come on, Darren Waller.
Come on, Darren Waller.
Everybody likes a comeback story. Everybody likes a resurrection. Hey, yo, man. I don't need his music. I actually, retire from the music game, please, because that music was just god-awful.
And by the way, you know what's funny about retirement? If an artist, a musician, or an actor tells you they're retiring,
they're never retiring.
They're never retiring. But if a player, an athlete, tells you they're thinking about retirement, they're done retired already.
Their mind is gone.
It's gone. So he retired once. He going to get hit. He going to start thinking, was it really smart for me to come back when I was retired? I could have just talked about the game. I don't necessarily have to play the game.
What's wrong with me, Vlad? I saw it with Odell Beckham Jr., and I denied it for so long that
Odell
Beckham Jr. was coming back. And now I'm sitting there saying Darren Waller is going to come back and inject life into this offense. Is something wrong with me?
You're a believer, that's all.
I need something.
You see the glass half full.
All right, so
I see for
logic
what it is.
Would say Darren Waller's not going to inject much optimism into this team, but I'm just going to stick with you want to be pessimistic. Florida State. Could have put a big matchup next week against our Miami Hurricanes. But no, they decided to lose. I don't think they decided. They did lose. Like, double overtime last night, 46-38 to Virginia. Everybody said it was a trap game.
They were right.
I don't even know. I just think they got outclassed, to be honest.
They turned the ball over. That's all it is.
I'm not trying to be mean.
No, you commit turnovers, you can't handle the ball, hang on to the ball, you're going to lose.
So Mario Cristobal and the guys, just go out there and take care of business. It's one of these take care of business games.
It's take care of business is your interstate rival, and it might be the only team that you face in the ACC that's going to be worth a damn. Because Georgia Tech's losing to Wake Forest right now.
It's nasty business.
And it's not a good week. This has not been a good week for the ACC.
Georgia Tech's getting beat by Wake Forest, yes. 17-3.
Yes. Yes.
You want to talk about some bad? This is Syracuse, who's 3-1 and 1-0 in the ACC. Duke is handing it to him, 24-3.
And that's after they upset Clemson last Saturday and put Clemson at 1-3.
Pittsburgh putting it on Louisville, 27-17.
Now it's 27-20 right now.
Okay.
So Pittsburgh's up 27-20 in the fourth. Duke is winning 38-3 with 25 seconds left in the fourth quarter. So that game is over, and Wake Forest is up 20-17 early portions of the fourth quarter. Georgia Tech has the ball. But the fact of the matter is these teams, Louisville was 3-0, Syracuse is 3-1, and Georgia Tech is 4-0. These were the teams that Miami would have to face to hopefully strengthen their schedule.
I'm not worried about that.
I just think, just win your games. You win your games, you're in the playoffs.
Huge believer in take care of business and let the rest fall where it falls. And if it doesn't fall your way, well, you did your part. On paper, this is an interesting game at 3:30. Ohio State and Washington. Is there any doubt that Ohio State is going to lose?
Washington is a good team. It's on the road.
Both 3-0.
But I don't see it.
Nope. But, I mean, watch. Washington wins. But they're both 3-0. It's their Big Ten opener. So,
no.
That's another one of those teams. I don't understand how they're not better at sports, Washington. You're in the middle of Seattle. You're an educational hub. You're one of the greatest parts of the country. You have more money than anybody can understand. Texas, Washington, USC. I don't understand how they're not always just in the national championship hunt. But I digress. LSU, they know how to spend money on players. They've been spending money on players for nearly 100 years now. I went to school there, so if you're an LSU alum, yeah. They play Ole Miss today, 3:30.
Big game coming up in 20 minutes.
Ooh, I'm excited. What other headlines do we have going on here in South Florida? Tua, him, Cam Newton. Mm. So Cam Newton criticizes Tua. Says, you get paid a lot of money. I expect you to play up to that level. Tua says it's easier to have a clicker and talk about playing quarterback than actually playing the position. Mm. Never mind that Cam Newton won an MVP, played the position, and went to a Super Bowl.
Tua's not. Listen.
And when it comes to charisma, Cam Newton said, "Bring it! Yeah, I like it. Come on, keep
but
it coming."
But he's not wrong. Like people, I feel bad for Cam because it's like you can't.
I don't feel
he
bad.
Is no. Listen, now that he's in the media space, because of he has the accolades and the numbers to back it up. So people are getting bent out of shape for his not even criticism.
I don't think it was criticism.
His opinion. When asked a question, his answer, his opinion about the topic, they went at him for the Jalen Hurts like they need during the in the summer and during the training camp because he didn't think that Jalen Hurts was a top five quarterback or anything like that, and his take on Tua was not wrong.
I don't even think that's a hot take, Vlad. If I say, Vlad, I'm about to give you $100,000 and we need the ratings to go up and the ratings don't go up, I can criticize you and say, why am I paying you $100,000? Any job, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, is that a hot take?
No, but it's the fact. Here's the thing. Somebody mentioned this yesterday on the air. Miami, I think Hawk said it. They have three polarizing figures.
Okay.
Mike McDaniel.
Okay.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Obviously.
And Tyreek Hill.
Okay, yeah, I'll accept those.
Okay, and Tua is the most polarizing out of all of them.
Tua, definitely, you either love him or you hate him.
Right, the Tuanons, you know what I'm saying, and the Tua haters. They always are going at it. It's a civil war It's a civil war within the Dolphins of the Tuanons, like the people that hate Tua and the people that love Tua. And it seems like the ones that always had something to say about Tua or criticism, they're looking right now, and they're starting to churn. Like even the believers are starting to churn and understand. Like maybe we've just been blinded, and these flaws have always been there, and they're starting to show even more. That's the problem.
My question is this: does the money factor into whether you like Tua or not? I think it does.
Money's always going to factor, even though it's not our pockets that's paying the quarterback. But anytime you make the most money, in our mind, that means you're the best player or you're one of the best.
Or you're expected more.
your expected mark.
I'm sorry. So that, like, that's reality.
The market could be the market. But when Patrick Mahomes got that big 10-year, $40, $450 million contract, there was a reason why he got it, and he's continued to back that up.
Yes.
When Lamar and Josh Allen have gotten the big contracts, there was a reason why they got it. And though they haven't yet reached a Super Bowl, they've won postseason games and they've won MVPs. They're kind of backing it up.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts as well. Two Super Bowl appearances, backing it up.
Yes.
The money. Tua,
to me,
Tua
the money's a
and
big
Trevor
deal.
Lawrence.
Yep.
They haven't shown anything.
If they're making league minimum, I'm not so opposed to what they're doing. But when you're making over $50 million a year,
and and there's context with we're not talking about the fact that, you know, it felt like they didn't really want to give him the contract and he was making a stink out of it. Oh, the market's the market. Like, yeah, you're lucky the market's the market, but the market's the market because of what the names I just mentioned have done.
You're right, Vlad. His words work against him. The market's the market. Because you want to get paid, but when you play, the market is the market, too. Oh,
exactly.
The rest of the guys you're
so
playing
So you can't
against.
Say that the market's the market. Okay, cool. So the market's the market. The criticism is the criticism.
Yep. Absolutely. 100%. It works both ways.
Yeah, you're right. Like, you can't
be upset. I
want
to get paid. Like, fam, okay, we're going to pay you.
You weren't it.
Man. You got to play that way.
Dude, I saw it. Like, I said it after that interview dropped right before the season start when he got the bag and Dan was asking him, Lebatard was asking him about his relationship with Flores, and he hadn't mentioned anything, but he felt comfortable at that time. And I just felt like, that's not good. I don't like it. And you know what? Ever since then, concussion against Buffalo week 3. Bad season for the Dolphins, 8-9, 2024.
He missed 6 games.
Missed 6 games last year.
He's been healthy this year, so he doesn't have an excuse.
So I don't want to hear nothing about this excuse. I don't want to hear about, once Sue was on the field, the Dolphins are going to be good, because guess what? They weren't good. They weren't good. So
not so far.
No, they haven't. So a lot of things have not gone his way. When Omar asked him about the turnovers, like, yeah, bro, guess what? When you turn the ball over, I expect more turnovers, because you do turn the ball over in bunches. It's not going to be like, oh, it's an interception, that's it. No, it's an interception that's going to be a forced fumble recovery by the other team, or, you know, a fumble and maybe hopefully recovered by the Dolphins. But, yeah, you turn the ball over in bunches. He got offended by that. Oh, what do you mean? Huh? Like, nah, that's a legit question. You can't say any. That boy needs everything to be nice and serene and like, coddled. Nah, you can't do that. You can't have that.
Yep.
Can't have that. I'm sorry. The fans have a right, the media has a right to ask questions that are concerning when you can see it in front of your face.
What do the best people at all their jobs do? And I'm going to say this, let's just go with Patrick Mahomes because he's kind of the standard. You think Patrick Mahomes has a game plan, which he obviously does, but you don't think he factors in that there's going to be some differences and some uncomfortableness, and how is he going to adjust to that? Yes, that's what you do. You go in with a game plan, and then you also think about what you're going to do in contingency. Sometimes it seems like Tua is just like, if it doesn't go exactly the way I want to, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like this was as concerning to me as the interception he threw at the end of the game in clutch time. That time that they faked the blitz at the early part of the game and he fumbled the snap because he was looking all over the place and worried, that showed no poise. That showed no presence.
Now, looking at that interception, it's bad because that line,
he threw it right to the guy.
Eyes were just, they were just looking directly at the
TV.
At the,
was trying to tell us he was looking it off. He did not.
No,
look
he wasn't. He
off.
Was look. Mm-hmm. He tried to get HN.
He didn't look
HN and
off.
Get that defender all the way out for him to cover him. He thought Waddle was going to be there, and he said he would do it all the time. Like, you do that. And guess what? 8 out of 10 times going to be picked off, and the other 2 times just going to be a pass deflection.
You know what I'd like to hear? You know what? If I could do it over, I wouldn't throw in an interception. No, I'd do it again. Okay, that's winner attitude right there.
All right, let me give you some updates.
Please, help me.
Georgia Tech did kick a field goal to tie the game at 20-20.
Okay.
With 6:34 left in the fourth quarter, Wake Forest and Georgia Tech is tied at 20 with Wake Forest at Georgia Tech's 19. Louisville scored a touchdown to tie the game against Pittsburgh, so 9 minutes and 31 seconds left. We have a 20-27 tie.
Okay, so Louisville showing
a little guts. And the game on Big Noon at Fox, USC was trailing 31-17. Now it's 31-25. They scored a touchdown and a 2-point conversion.
Mm-hmm. So, and Arkansas is still getting blasted by Notre Dame.
Oh, my God. What did the Arkansas
ended
do?
Already.
This is like, oh, my God. This type of beating is only in the Bible. Jesus. What did Notre Dame do? What did Arkansas do to Notre Dame?
And this is in Fayetteville, by the way.
Vanderbilt's up 48-21 against, I guess,
Utah State.
And those are the early games so far. And I don't know what's going on in the Ryder Cup. It seems like all the afternoon foursomes have been they're tied.
I don't want to know. The Ryder Cup has been somewhat of a disaster for the United States.
They haven't rode at all. They dying. And you know when you say ride or die, they're dying.
FAU did host. They will host Memphis tonight at 7:00. That's a pretty good Memphis team, by the way. So they beat Arkansas last week. Speaking of beating up on the Sisters of the Poor. With that being said, let's go ahead and take a step into the day spa. A San Francisco Bay Area squirrel has begun attacking people. So much so, two people have been sent to the ER.
You got rabies or something?
Man. Look, I was in these national parks, and they warn you, do not feed the squirrels. Those squirrels, they want human food so bad. And there's people, like, joking around and playing. I'm like, you're going to get the plague. Like, literally, they carry the plague if they bite you. And people are playing with them. It's so funny, Vlad. You and I walk outside right now. We see a squirrel. We see a bird. No big deal. But when you're in a national park, it's like the greatest thing ever. People are like, oh my God, look, there's a squirrel. There's a bird. I'm like, it's a squirrel and a bird. You know, and a couple of deer run by. That's exciting. You know, cool. I saw a ram at one point. That was actually cool.
You saw a ram?
You actually don't see rams every day.
Wait, you saw a ram.
I saw a ram.
And it wasn't Eric Dickerson or Todd Gurley?
It did look like Eric Dickerson.
It had the horns. The goggles?
It had the horns. No. No, seeing Eric Dickerson, that's a different story, man.
And goggles like Eric Dickerson, I'm going to be like, oh, that's a different type of ram.
I would think about taking a picture with Eric Dickerson.
Okay.
I'm not usually a picture guy. The only one time, this was bad. Karl Malone, I saw him one time because his son played at LSU. He was in town for a football game, and he was at a car wash, and I asked to take a picture with him, and he said no.
That's a good thing. He saved you. You wouldn't, because I wouldn't want.
Yeah,
you to post
nowadays it'd probably better.
I wouldn't want you to post that picture. Hey, I took a picture with a 2-time MVP, Karl Malone. People might be like, they might cancel you.
Hasn't he? He's said some very controversial things. Hasn't he?
Oh, he's done many controversial things.
We'll talk about it off the air. Gonna come back and celebrate the U next here on Sports Day 104.3 FM WQAM Miami Sports Leader.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's somewhat separation Saturday in college football. Don't have to worry about that with the Miami Hurricanes. They have taken care of business. Actually, the schedule working out pretty good for them. They're undefeated right now. They're number two in the nation. They have an open week, and then they play Florida State next week. Then they get another open date. So,
and then they play Friday night against Louisville. That's going to be a great Friday night. Louisville is they're up 34-27 now on Pittsburgh.
All right, do your part. I want everybody that the U and LSU plays to do their part so that when we go in there, we can just hand you a nice little whooping.
Well, that's going to be great because if Miami takes care of business next Saturday and Louisville, let me see what their schedule's looking like. I don't know
Louisville's
if that's up.
Taking care of business. They're up 34-27. No, yeah. I mean, 4 minutes left. So
let me look at their schedule. I'm loving it. Oh, wait a minute. They got a tough game against Virginia at home next Saturday.
And we know Virginia's tricky.
Virginia, cheeky. Are they going to be living? Are they going to be high off their upset win last night against Florida State? Or are they going to go there to, you know, to battle? And then, like I said, October 17th, Friday night against the University of Miami. That's going to be an ESPN game, I believe.
It's got to be a Friday night. That's going to be the whole world watching again. Of course, if you take care of business against Florida State, which I expect the University of Miami to do.
That is weird. The game, got to be focused, man. Got to be focused on that game because right now that could be Florida State's biggest game of the year.
After losing last night, it kind of becomes more of their Super Bowl than it would have been. But it always is. It's a huge rivalry.
It's always. But here's the thing, though.
These two teams could meet again.
Well, that's the thing. If they both were undefeated and one loses to the other, I don't think it would hurt the other chances of still making the college football playoffs. But now you lost two games in the conference. You don't want to lose two games in the conference if you're Florida State.
Right.
Because then there's not a good chance for you to be one of the final two teams remaining with the best record to meet in the ACC championship game. And the U, listen, everything's set up for you. You handle your business. You're in the playoffs. Even with a loss. If you're undefeated going into the ACC championship and some say somehow you lose in the ACC, you're still going to make the college football playoffs. Right now, it's to see if you're going to get that bye, one of the four byes.
Long way to go right there. Just
you're absolutely right. And it's Mario Cristobal, a long way to go. We're not even out of September yet.
He preaches very much. It's a one-game season. Every week, it's about that week. So that's what they're focusing on. And, I mean, that's kind of the way I approach it. And that's definitely the way I'm approaching the Dolphins and the Saints this year is that it's a one-game season. Let's just celebrate our victories and move on from our losses. And there's going to probably be both for both teams throughout the year. But you'll be in the house for that Saints Dolphins game.
I also be in the house for Monday night.
Yeah, Jets. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, you know. But you know,
so yeah.
Get an interview with Spencer Rattler. How would that go?
I don't know. I don't think I'll be talking to Spencer Rattler.
I hope not. Who knows who will be the quarterback for the Dolphins at that point? Is another good question to ask you.
Well, let me ask you this. And I've seen some of these things. Is there a chance at some point this season, if the season's going bad, you don't think, right?
No.
Zero's not going to come in, right? We're not going to have maybe we should give Zero a start.
They're not going to inject energy with Zach Wilson or Quinn Ewers. I know a lot of Dolphins fans say, why not? I'm telling you, it's not going to happen. This is the problem, though.
What's that?
We've always made this argument. If Tua is healthy, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, he's been healthy.
He's been healthy this year, and he's been terrible.
I've seen that.
So what's his excuse now?
There is no excuse.
Everybody got on Brian Flores, you know? And now a lot of people are loving Brian Flores, saying, you know, I always thought he was the right guy.
I said this, look. I'm always looking out for Brooklyn. You know, I always got love for my peoples in Brooklyn, right? I just say this. There was two different personalities, and at some point they were going to bump heads. And not even at some point, they were going to bump heads many times. So something had to go. And clearly the team's decision, the team, general manager, owner, and quarterback and certain players were not happy with the way the coach Flores was running the organization. But now if you look at it, and there's a lot of people that feel that way. Now I'm also going to say, okay, cool. You're right. Right? But then I could say, but look what he did in those 2 years that he was here. So you guys started bad and always ended the year strong as in definitely not a team anybody want to face. You also became a team that could win in the cold and win on the road against good teams.
So, Vlad, I'm going to give you a stat that's not going to blow your mind but be interesting. Brian Flores, in his years with the Dolphins.
What was it, 24 and 25?
Absolutely tanking some of those years.
3 years, right?
24 and 25.
Yeah.
Mike McDaniel right now is 28 and 26. Just saying. Mike McDaniel hasn't had the excuse of a tank, which Brian Flores, although...
So one guy was one game below 500 in his 3 years.
And
the other guy's just two games above 500
in the first year. I mean, literally, Vlad, that was the most obvious tank job that you could ever have.
And he wasn't trying to tank.
He wasn't. He went 5-11.
Yeah, because towards the end, he was like, F this, man.
He cost us the number one overall pick. He cost us Joe Burrow.
But he didn't cost you Justin Herbert.
He did not cost you Justin Herbert. He did not. By the way, he did not want Tua Tagovailoa, in case you're wondering. He wanted to trade down and get
Jordan Love,
which, well, ask Green Bay Packers fans now, but you know.
I'm just saying, somebody was, once they were let go, and we saw the success that Mike McDaniel and Tua had, there was a lot of like, it was all Flores' fault, bong, 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 right? Just let it play out. Look how it turned around now.
We got a couple good texts coming in. 954 says, you can't compare levels of suckiness. They both sucked, Flores and McDaniel.
Nah, one guy was stepping up. The other guy came in looking good.
No, 954 texts saying, you can't be serious. Flores was doing everything he could not to tank. He was coaching his heart out. I didn't say that. Flores wasn't the tanking part.
No, this is
a Mike McDaniel, Chris Greer tanking job. And Flores screwed everything up by actually coaching his you-know-what off.
All I know is that towards the end, games in the cold, games in December or January on the road, the Miami Dolphins were winning games. The Miami Dolphins, the reason why the New England Patriots were the one seed in Tom Brady's final year with the New England Patriots. And they lost to the Tennessee Titans. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was that terrible game. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yeah.
Someone else texts in, Saints versus Dolphins could determine the first pick in the NFL draft.
Jeez.
Somebody will be on the clock after that game. Another person texts in, the game against University of Miami is Florida State's season. We'll see. Still. 305 texts in, Mike McDaniel lost the respect for the team the moment he decided to not kick the field goal that would have etched the players' names in NFL history. I guess they're talking about that 70-point game.
And I love the 70-point game because everybody went crazy for that 70-point game. Oh, why are we not doing offense?
That's still not his biggest win. That's not his biggest win as a coach.
No, but at that 70-point win, everybody, you guys were like, the talk of the league. You guys are like, oh my, who's going to stop us offensively? And it's like, yeah, it's September, guys. You could drop 70.
Against a bad Broncos team.
Against at that time, a bad Bronco team that still had to learn what Sean Payton was setting up. Now, you guys can't, it's hard. You guys can't bust a grape in a fruit fight, man.
Nope.
You know what I mean?
His biggest win was against the Bills and against the Ravens.
Week three?
I know, it was early.
What season was that, 2022?
It was a long time ago, it feels like. Those were his biggest wins as a coach.
Come on, man.
Is there a bigger win for Mike McDaniel?
No.
Dallas Cowboys on Christmas Eve?
No, he hasn't. I don't know in his first 3.5 years if he has a significant statement win.
I mean, the games against the Ravens and against the Bills were big. And the Ravens scored on the opening kickoff.
That was early in the year, okay? And that's when RG3, oh, the Dolphins are the best. Like, I don't give a damn if you're the best team the first 3 weeks in September.
Was his best coaching job that New England Patriots game last year where they won because the guy didn't get his whole foot in bounds for the Patriots? Because he actually learned to run the ball and control the clock and do that? Was that his best coaching job?
I thought this past Thursday was one of his best coaching
jobs. I'll give him credit. Like, that was a good game plan. Two best players didn't bail him out.
Yeah, you really on Tua.
I really am on that, man. I'm sorry. Like
that kid, I tried with you. You're not letting that go.
I'm not letting it go. I mean, they're your two players that got contracts that are supposed to be difference makers in the opposite direction than what they did. It boggles my mind. And, you know, I know they're trying. Once again, everybody's like, well, they weren't trying to make... I know that. And they didn't wake up in the morning and say, ooh, I really want to anger Dan Day. But, I mean, it's just glaring examples. And I mean, like, if they sat right next to me, I'd be like, did that play affect the outcome of the game? They could not honestly tell me no.
It felt good. It feels good to be on top of the division for the next 2 hours. Yankees won. For all you Yankee fans, they beat the Orioles 6-1. So they have a half game lead over the Toronto Blue Jays. Who are up 3-0 on the Tampa Bay Rays.
Vlad Guerrero got kicked out of the game the other day for arguing balls and strikes.
Yeah, let's kick him out even more.
I love Vlad Guerrero. His dad was my favorite player growing up.
Everybody's favorite player was Vladimir Guerrero Sr., bro. The guy who just comes in, no gloves, and if you throw that ball on the ground, he's still hitting it.
He swung at everything violently. You threw it to first base, he was swinging, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. A couple of scores before we go to break for the final segment of our show.
It's getting exciting.
It is getting exciting there, my friend, in college football. USC just scored a touchdown to make it 32-31. A minute 3 left.
Mm-hmm. In the fourth.
First and 10, if you're watching it on Big Fox. We have some finals. We have some finals.
Has LSU put away Ole Miss yet?
No. That game's about to kick off. And very shortly.
I was hoping you had good news for me.
What do we have here? Notre Dame romped Arkansas 56-13. And I'm trying to see these ACC scores.
Louisville.
Yes.
And Pitt?
Louisville and Pitt.
All
right, so Wake Forest, Georgia Tech, still 23-20. Georgia Tech has the ball. They're at Georgia Tech. They just got the ball. And a minute 41, they have to either tie the game or, you know, take the lead and win the game.
Go for the tie.
I would hope so.
When you're usually the better team, you probably should go for the tie and not the win. But, yeah, who am I?
You know, who are you? And Louisville did right now. Up 34-27. 4th-and-11 at Pittsburgh's 35. So they might go for a field goal just to put 10 points. And
that would be nice.
Make it a 2-score. So Louisville should up in Pittsburgh, and I would think Louisville would move up in the rankings. Yep.
And plus, those are two opponents that the U is going to have to play later on this
absolutely.
Year.
Louisville will be the next home game for the University of Miami.
And Pitt
Friday night, October 17th.
Pitt
and
last
Pittsburgh
game of the year.
Is the last, and I hate going to Pittsburgh last game of the year. I remember the last time UM was number two, and they went to Pittsburgh, and that game cost them a chance at the college football.
I wouldn't mind a road trip to Pittsburgh, man.
Why? There's nothing to
I've
do
never
to
been.
Pittsburgh.
I've never been.
Ain't nothing to do there.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. I'm not going to go.
Man, please.
Unless 104.3 FM. I mean,
you know what? Hold on. Let me take that back. You're a beer lover, so you like Iron City beer. That's their thing out there.
What about a Permanente's sandwich with
fries?
Yeah,
on it? Yeah. I mean,
but you can get that here.
You can get that here, but if you want to get the original.
Nah, I don't
know
that.
But are you going to be dealing with? You're going to be talking to minors.
And when you say minors,
not minors. Miners.
Like guys and
ERS,
women that go
yes.
into
coal mines
and dig out coal and possibly get trapped and shorten their life.
They don't freshen up. They don't wash up. They just go straight to the bar after that with all that
That sounds
dust
like my type of style right there.
Flannel shirts the whole night.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I might like a little trip to Pittsburgh then.
Don't go to a strip club out there. Oh, my God.
Oh, those teeth. Oh.
Teeth, body. It's just not, pleasing to the eyes, bro. It's not pleasing to the eyes.
Ooh. I have to bring up something to you next. So what we're going to do is we're going to come back for the final segment. We're going to get you caught up to date on all the scores and the final scores because there's some big-time finals coming up. And I think Pitbull may have stolen a quote from you and I, Vlad. So we'll get into that. If Pitbull's listening, he's more than welcome to come by. We love you, Pit. But, yeah, we'll talk about that next here on Sports Day, 104.3 FM, WQAM, Miami Sports Leader.
Dale.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
It's about that time. Go to hell, Ole Miss. Sorry if you're a Seminole, but go to hell, Florida State. We got a big game next week up in Tallahassee. There's a new song by Pitbull called Damn, I Love Miami. And it's a Miami anthem. This thing, it's a banger. But he's singing about some of Vlad's favorite places like Tootsie's, Scarlett's. Where else do you love, Vlad? Cheetahs. Yeah, he sings about all that.
Cheetah Hollandale, Cheetah Pompano.
And then he goes,
and Palm Beach.
And then he goes, you come down to Miami, and they got some bad ones.
Oh, my God.
Hold up.
He took your term.
Hold up.
He took your term.
No, hey, man, look. Pitbull, I'm not going to call you Pit because I don't know him like that. But Pitbull, you're cool, man. I appreciate it. But, like, if you did take it from me, just, you know, look, holla at me. Be like, yo, dude, hey, I appreciate it. Dolly.
Dolly.
I don't know, though, man. Bad ones is not a largely used vernacular.
Maybe you, on his way. You, so you're telling me that on his way to listening to
poquito,
FIU?
Poquito.
So you're telling me on his way to going to FIU, he's listening to the show?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. No, we got a lot of people that, maybe if you don't know, like we talked about Desmond Howard the other day, actually listens to this station. In the past, Hawk and Crowder, Young MC actually called in because they wished him a happy birthday. It was his birthday, and he called in, so he listens. We know, like, Brady Quinn on TV listens. I think Mario Cristobal listens a little bit.
They all listen, bro. They have to.
So, you know, Pitbull, I appreciate you using it. That's awesome. And I love that new song. And then Pitbull, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I play your music all the time, man. Everybody loves it. Everybody loves Pitbull. Has anybody been like, Pitbull's all right? Nah, everybody loves Pitbull, man. Right?
I would think so, but there was a time that there was some hate for Pitbull.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I just loved the transformation. He was a hip-hop artist, and then he became a pop star.
He was I'm using this term very, he was gutta, man. He
Born
was
and
like,
raised. He was one deep. Of the best verses in Born and Raised.
When he came out in like 1999, I want to say, was that like basically when he started coming to prominence?
I don't remember.
It was like him and Cuban Link and those guys.
Early 2000s, I remember.
And he was just a straight up just like hip-hop rap artist. Now he is Mr. Worldwide. Okay, nonetheless. So we got some interesting games, Vlad. I know you're monitoring all the scores.
Oh, Illinois. Around. Illinois with the game-winning field goal.
You got to be kidding me.
Illinois beats USC
34-32. Oh, I don't know why I'm so upset.
That was a good game. Yeah. It was weird for me.
USC came back.
It was just weird for them to say this is like USC's biggest Big Ten game so far. And I'm like, geez, that just sounds weird.
Against Illinois?
Against Illinois. And the fact that
Bill Mack, whatever his name is.
It's just that they have to living out in LA before, it's just that, damn, this game's a 9 a.m. game for these guys.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Like, yo, it's 9 a.m.
That's tough.
Like, what fan base is going to the – are you going to the bar at 9?
In California, I'll be honest. There's
the
a couple
bar
times,
will be open at 9.
Dude, you had to – on Sunday, you had to be up at 10.
Oh, man. But big win. Is that Brett Bielema?
Yeah, Brett Bielema.
Bielema? Okay.
He coached at Wisconsin, coached at Arkansas. He was great at Wisconsin, terrible at Arkansas, and now he's doing okay at Illinois.
His fifth win against a ranked opponent in the last 2 years.
You got to go into there, Champaign-Urbana.
So,
how's Georgia Tech and Wake Forest doing?
Georgia Tech and Wake Forest. It is 41 seconds left. 2nd and 6 at Wake Forest, 19. Georgia Tech is trying to win the game with a touchdown or maybe give themselves a field goal to tie the game
and go
to
overtime. Field goal right now. It's 23-23.
So is it 23-23?
Yep.
Got you. All
okay,
right.
Georgia Tech's holding up their end of the bargain, although we probably won't face them until the ACC championship game, but go ahead.
My internet is running slow, as it's been doing all day.
Well, we can't even be on the air.
Vanderbilt's kicking Utah State University's ass, 55-28, 5 minutes left in the fourth.
So is LSU whooped up on Mississippi?
LSU, it is 4th and 6 at LSU's 29.
Go to hell, Ole Miss.
They're about to punt.
Well, go to hell, Ole Miss.
A&M is up 7-0 over Auburn.
I hate both schools.
Indiana.
Ooh, our guy, Zach.
Indiana.
Zach Horwitz.
7-0 over Iowa.
Indiana, he's covering that game.
Indiana whooped Illinois' ass last week.
Indiana's got some ballers. I ain't gonna lie. They made the playoffs last year, but they got some ballers on that team, man.
They do have some. They have some good ball players. You're right. And that's it so far. Yankees won 6-1. Rays are trailing the Blue Jays 2-0. Before we go, shout out to Major League Baseball. This week has been some great games, some great storylines. I haven't been that interested in a final week of a baseball season in such a long time. Shout out to the Marlins for Clayton McCullough. The great job that you did this season.
And still might ruin the Mets season.
And you have a chance to ruin the Mets. You have a chance to win 80 games that nobody thought. Like, the fact that the Marlins had a chance to be 500 or better to end the year, that's a tremendous job. And, Kuzan, I think we're talking next Saturday.
My childhood team, the Cleveland Guardians. What a run.
But don't lose to the Rangers, bro. don't do that. Get tied, and you have the tiebreaker over the Tigers.
Detroit Tigers.
And then you lose 2 in a row. And then you lost to the – and that's the other thing I got to give props to baseball. Props to the other teams who do have nothing to play for that want – to just ruin
they
other people's
it.
Playoff chances.
It, that's what baseball is
all about.
The
Marlins did that. The Orioles gave the Yankees a tough game yesterday. The Rays, they have nothing to play for. They're trying to get a win. They're not laying down for their opponent. So shout out to them.
So Vlad, we have off tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what you're going to be doing. I'm going to be
watching football.
Okay, I'm going to try to watch football.
I'm going to be at Twin Peaks Davy.
Oh, hold up. Twin Peaks Davy, what time for the 1 o'clock kickoff?
I pick up my boy at 12:30, so we're going to be there at 1.
Okay, you know what Vlad looks like. He'll be there. Please, buy him a drink. Give him a handshake. I'm going to be in
West. Yes, please, give a shake. I didn't know where you were going with that hand.
Unless you're a lady, you know, give my man a hug.
I'm just saying, okay.
Yes, I hug all
I'm going to be out there all day, man.
Okay, so Twin Peaks Davy.
Yes.
All right. Got the day off. We'll be back next week, pregame to the pregame. And it's a game, man. Florida State. Miami. Until then, check him out at Vlad2078 at Dan Day Radio. This has been Sports Day on 104.3 FM WQAM and 560 WQAM.
Later slugs.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled B-A-B-B-E-L.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.